With me right now is Coach Jeff Tatum, head coach for the Buskers. And, Coach, as you come off of your first two ball games, you got the win over Independence. You're 1-0 in conference play. You hang on defensively in the second half. Offense didn't play all that well in the second half against Cisco, Texas, one of those Southwest Texas conference teams down there. But you beat Cisco 24-19. Some things I'm sure that you looked at and wanted to work on and get better on this week, but boy, you got to feel gratified about your 2-0, and not only that, you're in the national polls for the first time.
Well, you know, the national polls is an honor and a privilege to be there, but, you know, the poll that means the most is the one at the end of the season, and I'm sure we ranked number, you know, in the top 20 because of we're 2-0, and we take it as a privilege, and, you know, being 2-0 in this conference is something to be proud of. We're off to a pretty good start, and tonight we'll find out exactly how good we are because Hutch brings in a good football team.
That they are. And of course, they're coming in off of a loss themselves as they lost to Navarro, Texas last Saturday with a score of 54-34. It was closer than that a couple different times in the ball game. They got within seven a couple different times with an opportunity to maybe tie or take the lead in that one. We'll talk more about that in a little bit here. But, coaches, we talked on the Buskers Coaches Show early this past week and talking about your play. You're really kind of pleased with the first 30 minutes of the ball game. The offense did their job. We were up 24-6 at the break. But in the second half, the offense just kind of went south for a while.
Well, you know, anytime on offense, it's all about rhythm. And we got out of rhythm a little bit the second half and, you know, missed a little pass here, you know, and it wasn't a bad pass, and we didn't really drop it. It just the timing was off. And, you know, the holes our back may not hit it quite quick enough, and the lineman came off the block a little too quick. But you know, we worked on it this week and worked on the timing. And the first part of the week, we were a little sluggish, but the last part of the week, we really had a great week of practice preparing for the Hutch Blue Dragons. And I hope the offense is hitting on all cylinders tonight.
Well, exactly. And talking about offense, we want to congratulate Jamal Tyler as well. He was selected as the Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference Offensive Player of the Week in his 20 rushes and 104 yards against Cisco, Texas. And, man, oh, man, we had him on the show the other night on the Buskers Coaches Show and talking about a young man that can really be explosive and hitting those holes that the offensive line opens up for him.
I tell you, Jamal's a natural running back. He does a great job. He's got great speed. He's not as big as most running backs, but he's not a small guy in stature either. He does a great job of running behind his pads, has great vision. The other night on one of the touchdowns he scored on, it was supposed to actually go up the middle, and he bounced it outside. And then the other touchdown he scored, it was up the middle, and it was a small crease. He did a good job of turning shoulders and breaking the tackle and running about 35, 40 yards for one of the touchdowns.
Well, let's talk about the matchup here with the Hutchinson Blue Dragons. And, of course, Navarro, Texas was able to rack up 455 yards rushing on the Blue Dragons last week. And that makes you think there might be an open door there. But yet, there's so many things that this Blue Dragon team does that can pose a lot of problems. Talk about their quarterback, Luke Barnes. He's done a good job thus far. He threw for 246 yards in that game, but he's also got a good running back in Terrell Lane.
Well, Terrell Lane played for him last year, did a real good job, which is kind of surprising. He is a Kansas kid, and he runs the ball hard and does a good job of, you know, keeping people honest. He doesn't have great breakaway speed, but he's a durable back. You give it to him a bunch, you ask a lot out of him, pass protection and those type things. And then the quarterback, of course, he's you know, from Fort Walton Beach High School and signed with Troy. And that tells you right there that he's a real good passer because Troy runs the wide-open offense, the Tony Franklin offense, where they throw it almost every down. And that tells you right there that he knows how to throw the football and that kind of stuff, and didn't think he was getting the tight playing time that he wanted, so he transferred to Hutchinson, and which was probably small on his part because he's getting to show really how good he is.
Well, Coach, you know, we take a look at the Buskers and so many aspects about the skill position, the offensive players. You've got some very good defensive guys, too, as well, and have shored up that end of it and what Coach Lou West has done. But, you know, you got to feel really good about the fact that Nick Marshall, a very elusive style of quarterback that can get away from a lot of people, has a great arm as well. And your running back, Jamal Tyler, as we just talked about, and the offensive player of the week, and then you throw in Tyreek Hill in that, maybe your fastest player on the team. But that receiving core was really shored up this last week with Rod Coleman joining the team as well. So now you've got Rod Coleman, Ryle Silva, Niall Daniel, James Kelly, and then you throw Jamal out there coming out of the backfield. That's a good receiving core.
Well, you know, we're real blessed to have some pretty good football players. And when I, you know, they are talented, but they are football players. And, it's, and of course, it starts with the offensive line, which those guys have done a great job. They're real tight-knit guys. And then, you know, Nick being the trigger man, he has that little presence of leadership and also that calmness. When things go bad, he just kind of, you know, when the kids get around him and he gets in the huddle, it's just like, okay, you know, he kind of gives them the feeling everything's going to be okay, just kind of like a grandfather. Don't worry about it. I'm going to take care of you and everything's going to be fine. And then, true, that we do have some real good skilled people and they do have good speed. And that was one of the things that we really wanted to make sure was, you know, to be able to have, you know, speed on the field. And we're fortunate, and those guys are not track guys playing football. They just happen to be football players with real good speed.
Coach, quick thought about the barometer of your team on this week and their preparation and their feeling about facing the Hutchinson Blue Dragons, a team that they've not been successful in recent years. But just thoughts about this matchup tonight.
Well, first of all, you know, Hutch has a real good football team, and Coach Rhodes has done a great job of turning the program around. I know it was down when I was here last time, and he's done a real good job of recruiting, getting good football players. They're talented. You know, all those guys are supposedly going to Division One. They got two of the best defensive linemen in the nation, and a wide receiver that's really good, a quarterback that's really good, and their secondary is young, but they're real, real talented. And so, you know, it'll give us a chance to see really how good we are. You know, we're 2-0, we feel good, we're confident, and the kids really feel like we've turned around, but they also felt like those were the first two football games we should win anyway. So tonight will be a huge measuring stick to see exactly where Garden City is.